To understand what's at stake over the science of dioxin and soil, I want to talk with Marcia Woodman. Woodman and I talk in this big three-season room with tons of windows. It's kind of like you're outside in some woods.
I love it, so it wasn't hard to convince me to move here.
From here, the trees look inviting, but Woodman says she only lets her kids enjoy them from a distance.
They're not allowed to play back in the woods anymore, and they used to play, and we used to take walks back there.
You see, 8 years ago, the state tested soil for dioxin, and her place was okay, but there were high levels in the neighborhood. So Woodman worried dioxin might move from soil into her kids, and maybe they'd get cancer or some other disease. But what if dioxin in soil is not getting into people nearby?
We found virtually no relationship between soil contamination and blood dioxin levels. In other words, the amount of soil contamination on your property really didn't relate to blood levels.
This is Dr. David Garibrandt. He researches public health at the University of Michigan. Now, we need to tell you, in the interest of full disclosure, the Environment Report is produced at the University of Michigan. Dr. Garibrandt looked at whether people in the contaminated region have higher dioxin levels in their blood. They do, but just slightly. And those higher dioxin levels, they're probably from other factors, like living in that area when dioxin pollution was highest, decades ago. Again, for him, soil is less of an issue. This conclusion bothers two groups of people that really matter. That would be the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the state of Michigan. The EPA would not provide an interview on this, but they have public documents about it. Michigan has the same reservations about the study. Here's just one.
He didn't test children. Children typically have some of the highest exposures.
This is Steve Chester. He heads Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality.
It's probably even more of a concern for children who tend to get down there in the dirt and get in on their hands and their shoes and so forth.
Chester says the state needs to create regulations that take risk to kids into account. So that makes Dr. Garibrandt's study a bit beside the point. Dr. Garibrandt says he wanted to get kids into a study, but you have to draw lots of blood.
You can't ethically take enough blood from a child to find the dioxins, and that's a real dilemma.
Garibrandt says his study went as far as it could. For some people, there's a different problem with this research.
The study is funded by the Dow Chemical Company through an unrestricted grant to the University of Michigan.
That would be Dow Chemical, the company that polluted the Tittabawassee River and floodplain decades ago. Soon, Dow might have to spend tens or maybe hundreds of millions of dollars to clean up contaminated river silt and soil. Still, Garibrandt insists Dow has no influence.
The only thing we give Dow is when they sit in the audience at meetings like the rest of the public and they hear what we have to say.
Garibrandt's study on dioxin exposure is getting attention right when the U.S. EPA is taking another look at the risk that dioxin poses to people. Critics of the study worry it will stir up a whole new debate that could delay dioxin cleanups in Michigan and other toxic waste sites across the country. The EPA insists it's not going to let that happen, and it will soon have more science to back up its position. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.